This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Powdhul leaving for Azerbaijan today. President to lead Nepali delegation at 29th Conference of Parties to United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29. Falgunanda Jayanti being marked today. President and Vice President praise Mahaguru Falgunanda's legacy as guiding light for all faiths and religions. And Israeli military attack kills 32 people in Gaza's Jabalia. Qatar suspends mediation efforts in Israel-Hamas talks, citing lack of willingness to negotiate. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Powdhul is leaving Kathmandu today to participate in the 29th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29, being held in Baku, Azerbaijan. At the invitation of the President of the Republic of Azerbaijan, President Powdhul is leading a high-level Nepali delegation there. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, President Powdhul would address the high-level session of the World Leaders Climate Action Summit on 12th of November. During the conference, Nepal will hold a special high-level meeting on addressing climate-related damage and loss in mountainous areas under the leadership of President Powdhul. During the meeting, Nepal will inform the participants about the damage caused by the floods and landslide triggered by unusual weather patterns in Milamchi, Mustang, Kanchanpur, Kathmandu Valley and other areas. As a party to various conventions on climate change, Nepal is implementing a National Adaptation Action Plan to be realized by 2050. The COP29 begins on 11th of November and ends on 22nd of November. President Ramchandra Powdhul has expressed his belief that national unity can be strengthened and consolidated if we can follow the path shown by national luminary Mahaguru Falgunanda. In a message today on the occasion of the 148th birth anniversary of Mahaguru Falgunanda Lingdel, President Powdhul said that the guidance of Mahaguru Falgunanda to maintain economic discipline while ending social conservative traditions is worth following. Mahaguru Falgunanda is a social reformer and spiritual leader who is known for reviving the Kirat religion, culture and language. President Powdhul wished that Falgunanda Jayanti inspires everyone to embark on the great campaign of tolerance, peace, non-violence and social reforms. The 140th birth anniversary of National Luminary Falgunanda is being celebrated by organizing a variety of programs across the country today, including in Panchthar, Taplejung, Therathum, Ilam and Japa. Similarly, on the occasion of Falgunanda Jayanti, Vice President Ram Shai Prasad Yadav said that the contribution made by Mahaguru Falgunanda for cultural identity and social reforms are worth emulation by all religions and sectors. Vice President Yadav viewed that the Charter of Edicts on True Religion drafted by the Mahaguru is still equally relevant at present. According to him, the high ideals, pious thinking, good intention and the path of righteousness adopted by Mahaguru Falgunanda are the important aspects that guide the entire Nepali society. Vice President Yadav emphasized on taking the Falgunanda Jayanti as an opportunity to preserve the glorious history and tradition of the Kirat community. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Ravi Lamichhani, has been brought before the court for the fourth time to extend his custody. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Lamichhani is being investigated for alleged involvement in cooperative fraud. The Kaski police presented him to the court for a further extension of custody. The investigation into Lamichhani's case is ongoing. Nepal Airlines has resumed international flights from Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairava Rupandehi. The airline restarted services last night. Nepal Airlines flew from Kathmandu with 158 passengers and landed in Bhairava at 11 p.m. yesterday. According to the spokesperson of Gautam Buddha International Airport, Deepak Bajracharya, the same flight then departed for Dubai at 11:45 p.m. Nepal Airlines will now operate flights 4 days a week on the Kathmandu-Bhairava-Dubai route. The base camp of Tiricho Lake, a popular tourist destination in Manang, has now been connected to the national power grid. According to the Nepal Electricity Authority, a 50 kVA transformer has been installed at the base camp, located at an altitude of 4,250 meters above sea level. Currently, 10 hotels, a health post and several eateries are operating in the area. The Nepali Congress has finalized its candidate for the post of vice chair of Sarkighat Rural Municipality of Humla for by-election to be held on 1st of December. District vice chair of the party, Basant Rokaya, said that Sabita Buddha of Rahadev in ward number 8 of the Rural Municipality 8 has been approved as the candidate to represent the Nepali Congress in the upcoming by-elections. Nepali Congress is the first major party to finalize its candidate for the post. Meanwhile, CPN-UML and CPN Maoist Center have not been able to finalize their candidates so far. CPN-UML District Secretary Tirtha Raj Bohra said that CPN-UML is busy conducting a door-to-door campaign in all the 8 wards of the rural municipality at present. Likewise, Dharmaraj Bohra, the district secretary of the CPN Maoist Center, said that the party is also focused on Sarkighat for candidate selection. The post of vice chair has fallen vacant after former vice chair Chandra Singh Karki passed away in a road accident. The CPN Unified Socialist has elected 575 representatives for the first assembly of the Karnali Provincial Committee. A total of 304 representatives have been elected from all the 24 constituencies of Karnali province for the convention to be held in Surkhet on 11th and 12th of November. Similarly, 18 other representatives have been elected as determined by the party's provincial liaison units and province-level committees from every sister organization. The assembly is to be inaugurated by party chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal and is scheduled to discuss on social, economic and political development measures of Karnali province. The same assembly will elect a new working committee. Likewise, the party is going to change the responsibilities and division of work of the leaders to strengthen the organization and make it more dynamic. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israeli forces have killed at least 32 people in a pre-dawn strike on Jabalia in northern Gaza. Previously, Israeli airstrikes and military operations claimed the lives of at least 44 people in Gaza and 31 others in Lebanon on Saturday amid continued escalation of the ongoing conflict. Al Jazeera reports that among the victims in Lebanon were 6 rescue workers who were killed while responding to the aftermath of Israeli bombings. In Gaza, 3 Palestinian detainees were killed shortly after being released, prompting further outrage and condemnation. As violence intensifies, Qatar has announced that its mediation efforts between Israel and Hamas have been suspended, citing a lack of willingness and seriousness from both sides to pursue peace. The Qatari government emphasized that their efforts would only resume once a genuine effort to end the hostilities is demonstrated by both parties. Meanwhile, a UN-backed assessment has warned of a looming humanitarian disaster in northern Gaza. The report issued on Saturday highlighted an imminent and substantial likelihood of famine in the region due to the ongoing siege, which has severely restricted the flow of food aid and supplies into the enclave. As the fighting continues, millions of civilians are trapped in dire conditions with limited access to basic necessities. Since the outbreak of violence on October 7, 2023, at least 43,552 Palestinians have been killed. In Lebanon, Israeli airstrikes have caused significant casualties with at least 3,136 people killed and nearly 14,000 wounded since the conflict began. The international community continues to call for a ceasefire and for humanitarian aid, but the prospect for peace remains uncertain amid the growing death toll and widespread devastation. Now on to a sports update. Nepal will face Thailand today under the ICC U19 Women's T20 World Cup Asia qualifiers underway in the United Arab Emirates, the UAE. The match between Nepal and Thailand is scheduled to start at 3:15 p.m. This is the second time that the two teams are meeting under the tournament. In the first match, Nepal defeated Thailand by 67 runs. Along with the hosts, the UAE, Nepal, Kuwait and Thailand are participating in the competition. Each team will play 2 games against each other. The top-ranked team among the 4 teams will qualify for the ICC U19 Women's T20 World Cup being held in Malaysia in January 2025. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. There is also a partial impact of the westerly winds and local winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Poril leaving for Azerbaijan today. President to lead Nepali delegation at 29 Conference of Parties to United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29. Falgunanda Jayanti being marked today. President and Vice President praise Mahaguru Falgunanda's legacy as guiding light for all faiths and religions. And Israeli military attack kills 32 people in Gaza's Jabalia. Qatar suspends mediation efforts in Israel-Hamas talks, citing lack of willingness to negotiate. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.